Welcome to episode 1081 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we continue our series on firsts and beginnings by exploring lessons learned from the first family in their life after the fall. The loss of Eden marks one of the most profound turning points in human history. Eden was a place of perfection, intimacy with God, and harmony between humanity and creation. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command, this idyllic existence was shattered. The consequences were not just immediate for Adam and Eve, but universal, affecting all of humanity. The loss of Eden represents the loss of innocence, the introduction of sin, and the beginning of humanity's struggle to reconnect with the Creator. This event had several implications for humanity. First, it introduced separation from God. Once able to walk with Him in the cool of the day, humanity was now distanced by sin, creating a chasm that only redemption could bridge. This separation also resulted in spiritual blindness, making it difficult for humans to fully understand God's will and purpose. Second, the loss of Eden brought suffering and toil into the human experience. Pain, labor, and death became inescapable realities. The perfect harmony of creation gave way to chaos, struggle, and decay, leaving humanity yearning for restoration. Yet, even in the tragedy of Eden's loss, there is hope. God's immediate response included a promise that foretold the coming of a Savior who would crush the serpent's head and bring redemption. The loss of Eden set the stage for God's redemptive plan, highlighting His grace and love even amid humanity's failure. Through Christ, humanity is invited to reclaim what was lost. Not merely a physical paradise, but an eternal relationship with God. The loss of Eden, while devastating, serves as a constant reminder of our dependence on God and the hope of restoration in the new heaven and new earth.
The colors are beautiful, but they feel different now. It's as though the warmth of the world has gone with the setting sun. Do you feel it too, Adam? This emptiness?
I feel it, Eve. The ground beneath me feels colder, the air heavier, the weight of what we've done. It's crushing me. I keep hearing His voice, the way He called out, "Where are you? How could we have hidden from Him?"
I was so sure, Adam. The serpent. His words seemed so convincing. He said we would be like God. I thought I was bringing us wisdom. Instead, I brought us this. Curse.
Eve, you were deceived. But I chose. When you gave me the fruit, I knew it was wrong. I saw the light in your eyes flicker, your face change, and still, I ate. I can't blame you, and I won't. This burden belongs to us both.
But where do we go from here, Adam? This world feels so vast, yet so empty. There's no path back to Eden. We've lost the garden. We've lost Him, His voice, His presence, His peace. How will we survive without Him walking beside us?
We haven't lost Him completely, Eve. He clothed us before He sent us away. His hands, they weren't full of wrath. There was sadness in His eyes, but there was also hope. He spoke of a seed, your seed, that would crush the serpent's head. I don't understand it fully, but I think it means we're not abandoned.
He still cared for us, even after we disobeyed. I felt His sorrow, Adam, not just for what we did, but for what it would cost Him.
That's why we must go on, Eve. We must tend the earth, hard as it will be. We must teach our children to remember Him, to follow His ways, even if it's from afar. We may have lost Eden, but His promise remains. Somehow, someday, He will make a way to restore what was broken.
Do you think He'll ever let us see Him again, to walk with Him as we did before?
I don't know, Eve, but I do believe He hasn't forgotten us. We must seek Him, even in this wilderness. Perhaps He'll guide us in ways we can't yet understand.
Then we will seek Him together, Adam, and I'll trust the promise He made. If He hasn't given up on us, I won't give up hope.
We'll build a life, Eve. It won't be like the garden, but it will be ours. And through it all, we'll remember Him, His mercy, His promise.
And we'll wait for the day He makes everything new again.
It's a boy.
I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.
Perhaps this is the man who will crush the head of the serpent.
To live with the consequences of sin while clinging to God's promise of redemption is to navigate a life marked by brokenness and hardship, yet sustained by faith in God's unfailing mercy and his plan for restoration. For Adam and Eve, this reality was stark and painful. They had known perfection, unbroken fellowship with God, harmony with creation, and peace within themselves. Yet their sin brought profound loss, separation from God, toil in labor, pain in childbirth, and the shadow of death over their lives. Despite these consequences, they were not left hopeless. God's promise offered them a glimmer of hope in their exile. Each hardship they faced became an opportunity to trust in God's plan, to remember his faithfulness, and to pass on the promise of redemption to their children. Imagine Adam and Eve's daily experience outside Eden. The ground resisted Adam's efforts to till it, thorns pricking his hands as he labored. Eve endured the sharp pains of childbirth, the physical manifestation of the curse. Yet, in the cry of their newborn child, they glimpsed God's grace, a continuation of life, and the possibility of a future savior. Each star that lit the night sky, each sunrise over the horizon, whispered reminders of the Creator's enduring presence and his promise of redemption. Though they could no longer walk with God in the garden, they could still call on him, worship him, and trust that he had not abandoned them. Their lives became a journey of faith, clinging to the promise that one day God would undo what sin had wrought. What are some lessons for modern believers? Recognize the reality of consequences. Sin has consequences that may linger in our lives, but these are not signs of God's abandonment. Like Adam and Eve, we must accept the brokenness of our circumstances while seeking God's guidance and grace in the midst of it. Hold fast to God's promises. Just as God gave Adam and Eve the promise of a coming Savior, he offers us his promises in Scripture. Whether it's the assurance of forgiveness, his constant presence, or the hope of eternal life, his word is our anchor in the storms of life. Look for grace in the midst of struggle. Even in the fallout of sin, God's grace abounds. Adam and Eve experienced this through God's provision of clothing and the promise of redemption. For us, grace may come in the form of community, restored relationships, or spiritual growth through hardship. Live with hope, not despair. The promise of redemption gives us hope to endure life's challenges. Romans 8 verse 18 reminds us, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Our pain is temporary. God's restoration is eternal. Pass on the promise to others. Adam and Eve likely shared God's promise with their children, instilling hope in future generations. Likewise, we are called to share the gospel and the hope of redemption with others, pointing them to the ultimate victory in Christ. In the midst of loss and pain, modern believers can learn from Adam and Eve's journey of faith. While consequences may persist, God's promises remain steadfast. By fixing our eyes on his redemption plan, we can find strength, hope, and purpose, even as we walk through life's wilderness moments. The story of Adam and Eve's life after Eden teaches us that even in the aftermath of sin, God's grace and promises remain. While they lived with the weight of their choices, they also clung to the hope of redemption that God provided. Their story is a testament to God's faithfulness and an encouragement for us to trust in his plan, even when we face the consequences of our own brokenness. Father, in the midst of life's struggles and the consequences of sin, remind us of your unfailing promises and your redemptive plan. Help us to trust in your grace, even when the way forward feels uncertain, and to live in hope of the restoration you have promised through Christ. May our lives reflect gratitude for your mercy and a steadfast faith in your love. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.